It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Facebook got ugly recently, like really ugly, as in a whole lot of pictures of death and violence and, let's say, graphic adult content showing up in people's news feeds. If you saw these things, your friends almost certainly didn't mean to put them there. It was part of a new kind of Facebook spam or malware or hoax or general maliciousness that we may be seeing a lot more in the future. Chester Wisniewski from the security firm Safa says Facebook is calling it a self-cross-scripted attack.
That sounds like a lot of techno jargon, but in essence it means that people are being tricked into putting computer code directly into their own web browsers to spread these messages.
Well, how are they doing that?
Well, it's unclear what the lure is. I mean, we've seen things like this happen in the past on Facebook. The last major one we saw was one purporting to be pictures of the dead Osama bin Laden and that you needed to paste this special code into your computer in order to see the photos. We've also seen things like gift card lures like we've seen recently on Facebook where people are promised a $25 Starbucks gift card if they, fill out a form. But instead of filling out the form, we can shortcut the process and you can just insert this special code into your computer and it will automatically sign you up for the free gift card.
Wouldn't a link do the same thing? Why do people cutting and pasting into their browsers?
Well, the browsers have a protection mechanism built in to stop sites from controlling other websites. So they're taking advantage of a flaw that allows this. If the user puts the code in directly into their browser, it allows the attacker to control Facebook that way.
And what's a worst-case scenario of what could happen if somehow I'm tricked into copying this code in a browser?
Well, certainly you surrender access to whatever website you're operating on at the time. So if you're on Facebook, then in theory, by pasting this code in, the attackers would be able to take over your Facebook profile and instruct your Facebook to do whatever they wanted. It could also be used to take all your photos or, do just anything that you can do as a human on Facebook could be done by someone giving you the right piece of code to paste in. And even more scary would be to think about if you were to do this while you were logged into your bank, they could potentially transfer funds or take over your account.
What do I need to know based on this latest outbreak of this new type of scam? What do I need to know as a Facebook user?
Good practices are, one, always make sure that your software is up to date. Run the latest version of whichever your favorite web browser is. Make sure it's up to date. And if you don't understand something and it looks like a bunch of gibberish, you probably shouldn't paste it into your browser.
Facebook says this attack is now under control, but Chester Wisniewski says if it happened once, it can happen again. We have more at MarketplaceTech.org. The 2012 election is less than a year away, which means a lot of robocalls in the near future, recorded messages from a campaign urging you to support their candidate. Very annoying. But this year, you can fight back. ReverseRobocall.com lets you record your own robocall to be delivered to politicians. The old switcheroo. This one went to House Democrats.
I am calling to ask you to please vote against H.R. 3035. Which will allow robocalls to mobile cell phones.
This one to random Republicans in the House.
I'm calling to ask you to please work together with the Democrats so we can move this budget and economy forward.
And if you want, you can even call lobbyists. Prices vary depending on how many calls you want made. Finally, during this election season, everyone can annoy everyone else. Yay, democracy! This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuyforbusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.